now, but when you take a look at the season that was and the postseason run that you guys had, how do you reflect back on this year?
It was a very exciting year. You know, we were right there. It just didn't work out for us this year, but you know, I think this group has a lot to be proud of, and just want to build off of it coming into next season, and you know, take the experience that we had and use it to our advantage.
Steve, how about for you? Your first taste of Winnipeg.
Yeah, you know what? Coming into the season, season didn't pan out the way I personally had hoped for, but thoroughly enjoyed my time here this year. You know, it was such a fun group to be a part of. You know, like Mizey said, a lot to be proud of. I think it'll also be a good learning curve for us to understand, you know, how difficult playoffs is and how hard it is to get to that next step. But, you know, the group should have a lot of confidence going into next year, and you know, I think there'll be good things to come as well.
How did you manage the ups and downs? Every time it seemed like you were going to have a chance to make a run, you got banged up a little bit again. Just how hard was that to go through now that it's kind of come to an end for this
year? Yeah, it was a very frustrating season. You know, it was a totally new experience, not playing a lot, being hurt so much. So that was difficult to adjust to, especially early on. You know, like I said, it was a new situation, being a backup, and you know, trying to learn how to handle a lighter workload and playing once every 10 days. That was difficult to get used to early on. But you know, like I said, try to make the most of it. Tried to, you know, be a good guy around the locker room. And you know, like I said, as hard as it was this season, I had a lot of fun.
Tyler, after the great success in Game 1 against Vegas, you wouldn't have certainly taken them lightly or thought it was going to be an easy run. But what switched in Game 2, or was there a moment where you guys felt like, wow, this is going to be all, we're into something really heavy here against this team?
Well, we knew we were in for a tough series right away. You know, we certainly didn't take them lightly. We knew they had a really good team. They had a lot of success during the regular season, proving that. You know what? You got to give them a lot of credit. It was their time, and they capitalized on their opportunities a little bit more than we did. And you know, it's a big reason why they're moving on.
This time of year, with what you guys accomplished and having a fairly healthy group for that first time of the year, like everybody together and looking around the room and you're all together, and now having it over and knowing in September it could be some different faces are going to be there. What's that like personally to know that this tight group is going to be altered somewhat in the next time you get together?
I haven't really thought about that too much. But, you know, obviously a busy summer for Chevy, and you know, if there are some changes that are made, you know, every team deals with that going into every season. So, you know, it's a great group of guys in the room. You know, we always hope that, you know, most, if not all of them are back. You know, if it doesn't turn out that way, you know, guys have been around the league, even the young guys, they know how to handle it.
Steve, what kept you out of Game 4, and what's your top priority for the offseason?
I was dealing with lower back pain that had been bothering me for a couple months, so I had cortisone injections to help that calm down a little bit there.
How about for the summer in terms of reset for you?
Yeah, I'd like to just take a pill and have my body go back to what it was when I was 15 years old or something. But, yeah, definitely have to take care of it this summer because you know, I wouldn't want to go through another season like this, missing so much time with all the injuries. So definitely a big summer to kind of revamp the body a little bit and come in next year healthy.
Steve, you're a veteran guy. Rightly or wrongly, playoff performances tend to define players. And obviously Connor had a tremendous regular season Vezina nominee. But in that series against Vegas, some would say that he wasn't at his sharpest. What did you see as his teammate and goalie mate, his play? He played a lot of hockey this year, 84 games, I think. That's a lot for anybody. Yep. And a big jump for him. Do Do you think it was a case of maybe he was getting tired by the end?
I'm sure at that stage of the game, everybody's tired, but you know, I couldn't have been more impressed with him all season long. Just the overall consistency that he had. You know, he played well in playoffs, gave the team a chance to win, but you know, Vegas found a way to capitalize, like Mizey said, on the chances. But you know, I don't think anybody's going to look back on playoffs and be like, you know, Connor didn't play well. You know, I think he played extremely well, especially his first go at it. You know, I think he's going to be a real steadying force on this team for years to come.
Just one for you, Tyler. I guess nobody quite knows what the future holds for Toby Enstrom on this team, but as a teammate of his now for several seasons, if this is the end of Toby's time here in Winnipeg, what can you say about him as a teammate and as a what he's brought to this franchise?
Toby's the best. He's one of the more easygoing guys to get to know in a room. He's done so much for this team and this organization. You know, what he did last year in the summer during the expansion stuff with Vegas was a huge sacrifice for this group. And I think it's pretty safe to say every guy in the room appreciates Toby Enstrom. He's a guy I'll look up to no matter what happens going forward here.
Steve, a concussion, knee, and back, you dealt with this year? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Just fluke? I hope so, yeah. I mean, I don't have an answer for that, but yeah, it was, like I said, it was frustrating.
So your goal for next year is what? Get healthy and compete with Connor?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'd love to be healthy and I'd like to play a lot more hockey than I did this year.
Tyler, should this be the new expectation now? This get to the Final Four and be a threat?
I certainly think that the success we had this year is going to bring a higher expectation. Looking at our group, I would confidently say that every guy thinks we have the group to do it. It's what happened in the playoffs this year was just goes to show how hard it is to win the cup. And it hurts, especially when you know you have the group to do it. And whether it changes a little bit or not, we're coming into next year, with the same mindset.
Steve, when you say you want to get healthy this summer, do you mean specific treatments or do you mean rest?
Well, definitely going to get some rest here and just kind of let the body heal itself more. Everybody's got to take time off just to kind of reset everything, but I'd like to come in next year and not have to deal with being on the IR so many times, and it'll be a big summer to get that going.
Is the concussion a particular concern for you?
Not right now. I mean, I haven't had any lingering effects on that, so hopefully I made a mass change and that seemed to help a little bit too, so hopefully I don't have to deal with those in the future.